all because you sent him outside to play because you couldn't be flaming bothered.
Oh, Alf, please.
No, Alf, I've had a gutful of this.
G'day, guys, and welcome to Aussie English. My objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to speak like a fair-dinkum Aussie, or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa, and enjoy Aussie English. I hope you enjoyed that little clip there at the start. So, the character is called Alf Stewart, and anyone who's Aussie is going to know who he is, but he's from the TV show Home and Away, and he has been on that show for years and years and years. I don't know if he's still on it, but growing up, he was always on it, and he was this character who was very hot-headed, and you would just be waiting for him to kind of get angry, get up someone, lose his temper, you know, just absolutely go nuts. But because it was a TV show, a drama, sort of a family drama, he can never really swear or get that angry. So, he had to use a lot of words like flamin', which is like, you know, a really, really, really polite way or you know, innocuous way of saying fucking, right? Like, ah, you fucking idiot. Instead of that, you can say, ah, you flamin' idiot. It's kind of archaic. It's not used that much anymore. And it's kind of, you know, sort of humorous to hear, but that's the whole idea behind it. Anyway, so this character was always using loads of slang, and I was recently watching a compilation of his on YouTube. So, you can find it if you do a search for Ultimate Alf Stewart Compilation Home and Away. I'll try and leave the link in the show notes here and in the transcript for today's episode, but he uses so much slang. There is so much Aussie slang in there, things like struth and stone the crows. Flamin' mongrel. He uses heaps. Anyway, so I was watching this compilation and he used that line that I played for you earlier. I had a gutful, right? I've had a gutful. And so that led me to wanting to make an episode about Australian slang and using the word gut, right? We use gut, guts, gutful in loads of different slang terms and expressions in Australian English, and other dialects of English would use some of them as well, though there are probably quite a few that are unique to Australian English. Anyway, so I've got about 10 or so here. I might throw some bonus ones in, but yeah, we'll go through them and I'll tell you how I would use these different expressions. And I just created a reel on Instagram. I've been sort of getting back into things with Instagram recently. So, if you're not following me, go check out Aussie English on Instagram, and you'll see different reels about slang. You know, I try and do humorous stuff as well, little skits and comedy things as well related to Aussie life. But let's get into it. Okay. So, number one, this was the expression that Alf used. To have a gutful of something is to have enough of something. And we often use this in the past perfect tense, right? To have had a gutful of something. I've had a gutful of your treatment of my friends. I've had a gutful from you. You know, you've been giving me a headache, you've been swearing at me, you've been treating me badly. I've had a gutful, mate. I've had a gutful. I've had enough. You know, that's enough. I've had a gutful. So, that's a really good one to use down under. Number two, to be brave. If you are incredibly brave, you can have guts, right? To have a lot of guts. He's got a lot of guts. You know, it's kind of like to have a lot of nerve, although to have a lot of nerve, if you have a lot of nerve to sort of do something, you know, he had a lot of nerve to come up to me and ask that. It's kind of like you're incorrigible. It's sort of like you're asking or you're saying something you shouldn't, you know, you're kind of going a bit too far. Whereas to have a lot of guts is just to be incredibly brave, right? To be really brave. He's got a lot of guts. But we can also use have the guts to do something. So, when we want to talk about being courageous enough to want to do something, to have the guts to, and then the infinitive of a verb, to have the guts to go to the shops, to have the guts to ask this girl out, to have the guts to go swimming with sharks. He has a lot of guts. He's very brave. And I think that because he had the guts to go surfing with sharks, to have the guts or to have guts. All right, number three. your belly. This can be your gut, right? So, if you get kicked in the belly, you get kicked in the gut, but you could also say kicked in the guts. So, there's a little bit of a difference between these two, but not really, right? So, gut is just belly, your stomach, your belly, your tummy. But guts is kind of what's inside your stomach, right? It's kind of like the organs inside your body. And that's not really a slang term as much, although we use it in expressions related to your internal organs, right? Which I might get to in a bit. But that's kind of the difference, you know, to have a gut, to have a big belly, and your guts is, you know, on the inside of your gut, if that makes sense. So, yeah, your belly can be your gut. And if you have a fat belly, if you've got quite a large belly from drinking too much beer, we call this a beer gut. A beer gut. So, there you go. That was a twofer. Two for one. What are we up to now? Number four? Fart. To fart. If you fart, we can say to drop your guts, right? Oh, who dropped their guts? That stinks. I always say this to my son at the moment because, you know, little kids and farts and going to the toilet and everything, they're just constantly talking about it and, you know, making jokes about it. Anyway, so Noah, you know, farts from time to time, my son, and I'm always like, Noah, did you drop your guts? Who dropped their guts? Someone farted. Who farted? Someone own up to it. You know, have the guts to own up to farting. Who farted? Who dropped their guts? Who dropped their guts? And I guess it's kind of a gross sort of image, right? The idea being that your guts have fallen out of your rear end and they stink, right? So, you've dropped your guts. Gross. All right, number five, something incredible, something amazing. This is similar to the bee's knees, the cat's pajamas. These are different ways of saying, oh, that thing is amazing. It's the cat's pajamas. It's the bee's knees. But we can also say it's the duck's guts. Oh, man, that thing is the duck's guts. And I think we just say it because it rhymes, right? The duck's guts, the bee's knees. You know, it's just we like rhyming slang in Australian English. So, there you go. If that thing is amazing, it's incredible, it's awesome, it is the duck's guts. I got this new car and it is absolutely the duck's guts. It's brilliant. Have you listened to this new album from my favorite band? It is the duck's guts. It's just great. It's the duck's guts. Okay, number six, to make a huge mistake, to come a gutsa. To come a gutsa. Oh, what happened, mate? Looks like you've come a bit of a gutsa. Are you okay? Did you have an accident? Did you have a make a mistake? It can be that too, to have an accident, right? So, if you know, have a bit of a ding in your car, a bit of a bingle, you take your car out one day and accidentally crash it, you might have come a gutsa, right? You've had an accident. So, to make a big mistake, to have an accident, to come a gutsa. I thought I did really well on this exam, but turns out I came a gutsa. You know, I made a lot of errors and it wasn't great. I came a gutsa. All right, number seven, to be very drunk. This is great. To have a gutful of piss. To have a gutful of piss. So, piss here means alcoholic drink, right? Alcohol. So, if you drink a lot of beer, you drink a lot of piss. I should do an episode on piss, right? There's so many different expressions and slang terms related to piss. It's similar to guts. But yes, if you are drunk, you've had a gutful of piss, you know, or you have a gutful of piss. You are incredibly drunk. Mate, he went to the pub, he came home, and he had clearly had a gutful of piss. And, you know, it's just like him because he's got a beer gut. You know that he's going to get into the beers. He's going to sink a lot of piss, and he's going to end up with a gutful of piss. He's going to end up wasted, drunk. Number eight, cowardly, right? If you're a bit of a coward, if you're a cowardly person, you are gutless. Right? So, it's the opposite of being brave. If you are very brave, you have guts. And if you don't have guts, you are gutless, right? You are without guts, gutless. But it's interesting. We don't really use, he is very gutful to mean he's very brave. Whereas gutless and gutful, you would think those are opposites. But yeah, gutful. We use that for having had enough. I've had a gutful. So, yeah, you are gutless. You're a coward. You know, you're too scared to save people. He's a gutless superhero. He's got these powers that he should be using to save people, but he's always too scared. He's a coward. He is gutless. And we can also use it when talking about a coward, right? The noun as opposed to the adjective. A coward is a gutless wonder. He's a gutless wonder. That guy, that kid is a gutless wonder. He is weak. He's afraid. He's fearful. He is a gutless wonder. All right. And the last one here, number 10, to vomit is to chuck your guts up, right? And again, that idea of your stomach is coming up, right? Everything inside your stomach is coming up. You're vomiting. You're chucking your guts up. You're throwing your guts up. You could even say you're vomiting your guts up. And it kind of just emphasizes the fact that you are being sick, you know? Ugh. So, some bonus ones, guys. I've got a few here. If you have a really massive disappointment, this can be a kick in the guts, right? Like a kick in the stomach. You could also say a bit of a kick in the teeth. All those things are unpleasant. They're probably more than disappointing, but a massive disappointment would be a kick in the guts, you know? When the team made it to the finals and then they lost just as the final siren went, it was a massive kick in the guts, you know, a huge disappointment. To work tirelessly, this is to work your guts out, right? You can work your guts out. You can work your ass off. You can work your guts out. It's interesting we have them as like different phrasal verbs, guts out and ass off, right? To work your guts out, to work your ass off. Yes, to work tirelessly. He worked his guts out trying to repair the car. And then lastly, we use a bit of rhyming slang here for the word asparagus, right? The vegetable, asparagus. And we often call this sparrow's guts, right? Can you grab some sparrow's guts from the fridge? I think I might cook with some tonight. We went to the shops. We went to Woolies. We went to Coles. And we bought some sparrow's guts. I love sparrow's guts. So, there you go, guys. Hopefully, you've enjoyed this episode. I definitely recommend learning some of these and going to use them out and about when speaking Australian English. I think you'll get a few different people turning their heads. They'll notice, you know, if you chat to some Aussies and you say, oh, you know, the other day I had a gutful. I was working my guts out at work and some guy dropped his guts. Some gutless wonder dropped his guts and I had had a gutful. I had had enough. That was, you know, that was the worst. So, I went to the pub and I decided to have a gutful of piss and grow my gut into a bit of a beer gut. So, there you go, guys. I hope you enjoy this episode. If you like it, let me know and I might do some more in the future. I thought I would just try something a little different. But, yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm your host, Pete. This is Aussie English and I'll chat to you next time. Tooroo.
All because you sent him outside to play because you couldn't be flaming bothered.
Oh, Alf, please.
No, Alf, I've had a gutful of this.
Is that you, Mr. Stewart?
Well, who the hell else do you think it'd be? Get in here, you pair of flaming galahs.
Flaming hell, I tell you what, if she wasn't a Sheila, I would have decked her. Damn Yankees, wouldn't even give me a straight answer.
Holy mother of...
Watch it.
That's enough out of you, I don't need your flaming lip as well.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Oh, it's absolutely out of the question.
Okay,
we can't possibly take advantage.
All right, Arse, I'm agreeing with you. There's no need to flog a dead horse.
I tell you what, boy, when this is over, you're gonna wish you'd never been born!